chapelboro.com. Go there quick and stay a while. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for. Now News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have a special guest around the table with me today. I'm pleased to welcome Sam Suchoff from The Pig, just up the road on Weaver Dairy. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
I've been trying to get you here a long time.
I know. Things have been kind of crazy.
But crazy's good, and I want us to talk about that. I have been lucky enough to have one of my favorite sandwiches in town is from The Pig, and that's the pork belly sandwich, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But how did Sam get into this?
Well, first of all, growing up, my parents were both big cooks. Nothing professional, but, you know, every meal had something that was freshly cooked. You know, my mom would make homemade veggie burgers. And, I mean, we weren't vegetarian, but, you know, she was just so into cooking that she would try all types of stuff. And my dad was always cooking Chinese and Indian food.
Well, nice.
Yeah, so I guess that's my early food history. I didn't really get involved professionally until, I mean, relatively recently.
Well, where'd you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And so I certainly have plenty of fond L.A. food memories, going to Pink's with my dad for hot dogs, Chinese chicken salad, you know, there's a lot of good food in L.A.
When did y'all move here?
We moved here when I was 15, so kind of right before any of my friends got their licenses. So I kind of feel like I grew up in L.A., but I don't really know L.A. I think L.A. is one of those cities where
you have to drive.
You have to know it through a car.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
So why did they move here?
Well, both my father and mother worked for themselves, so they had the luxury of just, you know, picking a spot in the U.S. that looked good, and the schools are great here.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I know that, you know, Chapel Hill has been one of the top 10 places to raise a family for, you know, how many years and counting. So, yeah, they just found this place, found a house, and that was it. So I started high school here.
So did you go to Chapel Hill High?
I went to Chapel Hill High.
Cool, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe we're in the, did we have any classes together?
Yeah,
you look familiar.
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, lunch.
Yeah. It was a pretty easy transition because I was just starting high school. So, you know, things were new for everyone, you know, starting high school, just a little newer for me because it was a new place.
Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, girls took home ec and the guys took shop. Do they still have home ec?
Yeah. It's not home ec, but they did have two cooking classes, and
did
I took both of them.
Ooh.
Which is funny because certainly at the time that I was taking those classes, I was not thinking that I would take them for any type of career in the future. It was just, you know, I'd liked cooking, so I might as well take the class.
So what was your first food job?
Well, I guess my very first food job was at Nantucket Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when I was in high school. And, you know, I mean, it's a food job because it's a restaurant. But, you know, I would go in after they closed and cleaned.
Yeah. Well,
I would say probably the majority of food people start somewhere like mm-hmm. that somehow.
I made pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a steakhouse. And
yum. We're always looking for a pastry chef if this radio thing doesn't work out for you. I had that job, and then, you know, it wasn't, again, it, I wasn't thinking I was getting a job in a restaurant because I would later work in restaurants. It was more just this job kind of came up. A buddy was working there, and so they needed help. And then later in high school, I worked in the kitchen at Southern Season. And again, I know that I was interested in learning about cooking, but I didn't grow up thinking I'm going to be a chef or a restaurant owner or anything like that.
Well, were you in the restaurant or in the deli kitchen?
In the restaurant kitchen. Well, at the time, at the time, you know, Southern Season was where Trader Joe's is, and so actually, the one kitchen did both.
Well, that's true. That was back. I mean, I was at Southern Season for 14 years.
Yeah.
So I was trying to remember if I remembered you from that kitchen, but
I was a little bit of a troublemaker. I'm surprised that. Well, it's because again, I got a job with a friend, and you know, we were in high school, and you know, work ethic was not something we knew anything about. You know, I mean, we did the best we could, but we also, you know, I just remember one day, basically throwing tomatoes across the kitchen at each other and not thinking that anything was wrong with it. And you know, now of course, if I saw someone do that, I don't know what I would do.
But see, you've grown up.
I've grown up.
And you've
no
grown into this great
tossing.
Place up the street. Well, so it wasn't always the pig.
It wasn't always the pig. So it used to be the barbecue joint, and mm-hmm. that was owned by Damon and Jonathan, Damon LaPaz and Jonathan Childress. And I actually worked for them there. I got a job with them. Prior to that, I was working at Dreamcatcher, which was a French place that was open for maybe 2 years in Timberline.
Yep.
And that was a great job. And I was doing garmanger. I was doing salads and cold stuff. And one of the jobs that I really liked was making the terrines. So when I decided to leave there, the chef at the time said, you should go talk to these guys at the barbecue joint because they're making their own sausages. And, you know, they at the time, you know, made andouille, country sausage, all types of sausages. They made their own bacon. They made tasso, all types of stuff. So I got the job to learn, and it was great. Damon, who was the chef, was just a great guy, very kind of free spirit. It was great because he was excited by my excitement. You know, I would say, oh, I want to, do you know how to make this? And even if he didn't know, he'd be like, all right, well, let's try it. And so it was just, you know, the perfect learning environment. And, you know, I'd say I did most of my hands-on learning at the barbecue joint.
And how long were you there?
I was there for about 2.5 years, maybe.
Okay.
2.5 years. And so I had left and was doing some consulting work or recipe development at the time that they actually went out of business. So, I mean, long story short is they had some financial problems, went out of business. I found out about it and acquired everything that was there and opened the pig.
Well, hold that thought because we're going to have to go to break. Before we go, give us address and phone number.
The pig is at 630 Weaver Dairy Road. It's got a big pig sign. You'll see it. The phone number is 919-636. Ooh, I'm giving you my cell phone number. I'm not going to finish thought. The phone number there is 919-942-1133. And we're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
And web address?
www.thepigrestaurant.com.
Don't go away. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL. We'll be right back.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have around my table today Sam Suchoff from The Pig. And when we left off last, before we went to break, you were just starting to tell us how you took over.
Yes. Yeah, so the barbecue joint unfortunately went out of business, and the space kind of sat there for a number of weeks. The landlord wasn't sure what to do with all the equipment that was still there. The people who had more or less seized the assets didn't know what to do with it. And so basically I got in touch with them and, you know, made an offer, and they made a counter offer, and you know how it goes. I ended up getting it, and you know, we did work in the kitchen and in the dining area for maybe 4 months, 4 or 6 months, something like that, and then we opened in September.
And we were just talking during the break. I was I said, how long have you been open? About 2 years. Because in my mind, that feels like you've been there for a really long time. And, you said, no, just 9 months. And I was like, really? I mean, really?
Yeah, well, that's, one, it's fortunate that to come, on the heels of a restaurant like the Barbecue Joint. I mean, they had, a great loyal following. They were a great restaurant. I mean, it's really,
Well, they did. Didn't Rachel Ray come and do something?
Rachel Ray. I remember when Tom Colicchio came by.
Did Andrew Knowlton from Bon Appetit?
I don't know. Probably.
Tom Colicchio? Really?
Tom Colicchio.
Now, why don't I know that?
Well, it was a top secret mission to find contestants for Top Chef, maybe. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But
I love that
there
show.
There were rumors going around that it was.
I love that show.
Yeah, no kidding. It's fun.
So... All right, so you took over. Now, the menu, how did you go about picking this menu? Were there holdover items?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, not a ton, but the pickled cucumbers, I mean, mm-hmm. People love those and are very happy that they're still on the menu. The hush puppies, they're different than traditional hush puppies. And, we certainly have people who... are not too into having a different hush puppy, but
people don't want you to mess with their puppy.
Yes. But it's a lighter hush puppy, and so people are happy to see that.
Lighter is good sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, it's easier to eat more of them, mm-hmm. and it's easier to eat your pork belly sandwich.
See, people, there's good in that. How often do you go to a restaurant and fill up on the hush puppies before the meal's even gotten there?
Exactly.
Well, so how did you come up with the pork belly sandwich?
So first of all, we're getting whole hogs, so there's, utilization is a big part of it.
Are you buying local?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We buy from local farmers. We buy through this co-op of farmers called the North Carolina Natural Hog Growers Association.
Wonderful.
And yes, they're great. And they're all animal welfare approved. Mm-hmm. They, antibiotic, hormone free, pasture raised, local, all that good stuff. In fact, Whole Foods, if you go in and buy pork from Whole Foods, when it's local, it's from these guys.
Same place.
So, and Whole Foods obviously holds all of their suppliers to a very, very high standard. And they're great people to work with. Using a whole hog, you have to think about using all the parts. For the barbecue, that's easy. It's whole hog. We put the whole thing in it. But, when we make sausages, we make hot dogs, bologna, when we, we use a ham or a shoulder for that. And then, so we have belly now. What are we going to do with that? We've made bacon. We will make bacon more in the future. But the pork belly sandwich.
It's a winner, isn't it?
And people are pretty into it. It's pretty good. It's cola braised.
Oh, yeah.
So it's sweet and salty and unctuous.
I love that word.
Yes.
I don't think anybody's ever used that word on this show. This is ding, ding, ding.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the word of the day.
The word of the day.
I guess it's a nice way of saying fatty.
Yes.
So, although fatty is a nice way of saying fatty.
So do y'all sit around and think of new things, or is it the menu pretty stable?
Well, I try to keep the menu pretty stable for the most part, but there are always specials, and I'd like to work on the specials a little more than I do, and I will, certainly once everything is kind of settled on the normal menu, I'll have more time on the specials. But, both of those are really important. Having things that people know that they can get whenever they come in, I mean, that's, consistency is the most important thing in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we've got a bunch of clients who come in who are excited to see what the new special is. So that's,
Is there a daily special, or is it just one that you will run for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's one that I'll run, until it runs out. So it could be 2 days, ribs, although I'd like to have them on the menu all the time, but we always run out. It's one of the issues. You buy a whole hog and you only get so many ribs.
Right.
So we're always running out of that. The special's on there until we run out of it.
Maybe you could have ribitizers or something and let everybody have just two.
Yeah.
You
we could.
Two.
I don't know if our ribs, that is the opposite of our ribs. Our ribs are huge.
Huge.
Because we get the whole hog, so we get to cut them however we like, leave as much meat on them.
Mm.
And
All right, now you're making me hungry.
Yeah. And do you, lunch break?
Is your coleslaw is your recipe?
Yeah, coleslaw is my recipe. And, you know, it's a standard coleslaw other than it has ground up carrots in the dressing.
I put carrots in mine, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, carrots and coleslaw is nothing new for sure. And it's delicious. I think maybe it's more of a northern thing. I don't know. But, you know, it helps add maybe.
Everybody.
I don't know.
Well, so do your parents eat there very often?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they do.
Of course they do.
Well, so you just had, we're going to have to go to break again in a minute or two, but you were just written up in the Indy?
Yes.
How did that come about?
Well, they were doing a piece on hot dogs, local hot dogs, which, you know, they recognized as becoming a trend around here or you know, their number of restaurants. They mentioned Scratch, which has a local made hot dog. And Bull City Brewery, they make their own hot dogs. So they got in touch with me and wanted to know about hot dogs. So I sat down.
How fun.
Them. Yeah, it was real fun. And that's the fun stuff. I mean, it's kind of scientific.
And this is the fun stuff.
Yeah, and this. Other than radio and hot dogs, I don't know how I would get by in this business. Yeah, it was great. And so I've been selling hot dogs at the farmer's market. We make our own hot dogs.
And which farmer's market?
The Carborough Farmer's Market.
So
they're every Wednesday and most Saturdays.
So you're selling them ready to eat or
ready,
you're selling
I've,
them
I've got a hot
packets.
Dog cart ready to eat. You come and you got to eat it there.
I see a food truck in your future. You probably thought of that, haven't you?
A little bit. The hot dog cart is a lot more manageable. It's a little push cart. I hook it up to the back of my truck and, you know.
Well, we're going to have to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about hot dogs and a couple other little things. Before we go, web address?
www.thepigrestaurant.com.
And menus are online, and the address is?
630 Weaver Dairy Road, Chapel Hill.
And don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller here with Sam Suchoff from The Pig right up the street. And we were talking during the break. Where else did you work?
So I worked... When I guess starting my cooking career, I worked at a place called Dreamcatcher, and then worked at Lantern, and actually worked with Matt and Sheila Neal at Neal's Deli from opening until more or less until I started the Pig.
You decided to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so y'all are all big fans of each other.
Yeah, the Pig loves Neal's.
Well, and I love both of them.
Yes.
I mean, Matt and Sheila, they are just so entertaining. When Sheila was in here, she just absolutely the room was vibrating with all the energy that was going on in here. So
yeah. Well, they need a lot of energy. They both work super hard, and I think it's pretty apparent when you go to eat there. I mean, everything is great.
It's perfect.
And yeah, talking about hot dogs, obviously they've got their hot dog on a bretzel, which is becoming a thing of fame in Carborough and Chapel Hill.
So you learned your hot dog. Making techniques?
Well, I certainly experimented with the hot dogs over there. They get a great hot dog. I believe I'm not sure exactly where they get it from, but it's a very quality hot dog. But they put fun things on it, like they have a cheddar apple hot dog, which is delicious. So.
I clearly don't eat there enough.
No, I know you got to get back. Obviously, the pastrami.
Oh, the pastrami! I had the pastrami salad, and it just blew me away.
Yeah,
you know, there's you get pastrami up north, and you say, why can't we have pastrami like this in the south? Well, you can if you go to Neal's.
Yeah,
and I love y'all's barbecue too. I mean, I think I've not said hi to you every time I've ever been in there because y'all are always really busy, but I am a fairly regular customer, and lots of times I will send somebody in to do takeout. So,
yeah. Well, we really appreciate that. We love it. It's, you know, it does. When it's busy, it's kind of crazy in there, but it's fun. It's a fun place to work. I hope it's fun for me. I think it's fun for the people who work there.
And well, they all look like they've been having fun every time I was there. So this show is going to air, and it's going to be the week of your birthday.
Yes.
So everybody needs to come by this week, and it's August the 5th is your birthday.
August the 5th.
And come and say happy birthday to you. Bring presents.
Yes, lots of presents, checks, cash, plane tickets.
Oh, plane tickets.
Yes.
And where would you go?
You know what? I'm not picky. Anywhere in the Spain region would work.
Spain would be nice, wouldn't it?
Nice, yeah.
That's a great meat region.
It's a great meat region. It's a great pig region.
Well, I'd sort of like to go somewhere where there's a real churrascaria.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be... Was that Chile and Argentina?
Yeah, I think it's Argentina. Yeah, they've got all types of crazy grill, you know, these grills where you can put a whole cow on it.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, we'll go. We'll find out when it is.
So when the birthday checks roll in,
yes,
we're out of here.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that you'll come back and talk to us again.
Absolutely.
This has been wonderful. So before we go, web address again.
All right. It's www.thepigrestaurant.com. And the phone number is 919-6... Ooh, almost did it again.
You're doing it again.
Doing it again.
He just wants girls to call him.
Well, be careful.
Okay.
919-942-1133. The address is 630 Weaver Dairy Road, and we're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Y'all got to go try this pork belly sandwich. It's wonderful. It's got slaw on it. What's the bread?
It's a bun. It's just a kind of hokey white bun.
I don't remember it being a bun.
Yeah. Well, you know, the pork is so memorable that maybe the bun gets kind of hidden.
Well, come back and happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Chapelboro.com, more of what you live here for. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360 WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.